Okay, so this is an installation, a raw installation I've put onto my own domain. I bought the domain overlay.ninja. That's what I'm going to call my branded version. So this is what you would be confronted with when you first log in. And if we go to the settings, I'll walk you through how to rebrand this and make it look how you want it to look. So the first thing to do would be to upload a logo, 410 pixels by 160. Okay, and then you would just use the layout design settings on the right hand side here to change the colouring. So I'll try and make it a little bit different to how it's set at the moment. Okay, so I've quickly just redone the colours here, and you'll see if you click on the side now, these are matching the colours that I've done there. So now you have two options for the managing the application itself. You need to set the sign up to be active. Give it your application name. So this will be what you would brand in the product as. Add in a support URL if you want. I'll use my support desk. So what you're creating here is the thank you page code. So this is the code that people would get when they'd signed up. So just give this a name. So we'll just call this thank you. Generate the page. As you can see now, it's created me a registration app here. Save these changes. Copy the page. So we can just go test that. So as you can see, it's taken the blue background that I put in the settings, put my logo into here, and you've got to register a new account. So once someone has paid, this is where you would send them to get access to your SaaS program. So let's just say that I pass this on to somebody who's paid it. So this is what anybody who bought the software would now see. As you can see, they haven't got the extra sections that you had there, that's all locked off. So what we have here is the basic creating of the links and the overlays, and this is the software that they would go to use. So if we go back to our settings in the app. What we have in here as well is the option to run a trial membership, which is great for getting people to sign up. So what I'm going to do here is activate this. I'm going to set it to 1 day, and I'm going to pop back tomorrow to show you what happens with this. So the end trial URL. So when the first page you would want to send them to would be a page where this is the sales page that I've taken that was given to the buyers, and I've just added my own logo. I've tweaked a few little parts of the sales page, and what I've done, I've given an option for a free trial. So this is where I would push people to begin with, to get them to sign up. Obviously it's a monthly option of $7 or a lifetime of $197. This is entirely up to the buyers to do this. So this is the first page you would come to. They would sign up for the free trial. But then once the free trial was over, you want them to go to a sales page. So I've just duplicated this page. And then in here, I've given an option to push them into a monthly $7 or a yearly $97 or a lifetime $197. So this is the page that you want them to go to once the time trial is over. So I'm going to copy the URL for this. And then in here, the end trial URL wants to be the sales page you want to push customers to. So we've got the admin email populated already. We'll just give the thank you page a name. And then we generate the trial thank you page. Copy the page, and we'll save the changes. So this is the page that you would push the people to originally. As you can see, they've got a trial registration here, and this one where I've got here. Just sign up for this. So as you can see here, we have everything in the app to create the links, to use the software. And what I'll do is I'll check back 1 day from now and show you what would happen for the people who are on the time trial. Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's a couple of days after I originally shot the first half of the demo. I just wanted to show you, I've actually changed the URL now. I created a quick page in ClickFunnels, which I'll show you here. Rather than going back to the sales page, I've just created a page like this. It says, sorry, but your trial has ended. And I added that into the funnel. So I've now put the new URL in here for that. So once the trial has ended, it will push them to that. So we'll quickly jump over and log on with the trial account that I created. Okay, so as you can see in here, I've created a link whilst the trial was running. But if I go to do anything in here now, I go to click on the campaigns, go to view my list. What happens is it pushes you outside of the app. It takes you to the page saying, sorry, your trial has ended. To continue, you need to now go and pay. So that's how the free trial upgrade works within SaaS rebrand the product.